This podcast is brought to you by Homul Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, we got a lot to get to right now. Again, thanks to Eno Saris for joining us. Not at his pinnacle, but it was entertainment for sure.
You guys want to hear that again?
Yeah.
I want to hear the how we brought him on here. One second.
We got Eno?
He is awoken.
Ah, oh, welcome, Eno. Man.
Tell me you're on a bender.
Eno Saris from The Athletic joining us here on 97.3 The Fan. Hi, Eno.
Are you on a bender?
Oh, my God.
We had an idea with all those 2:30 a.m. emojis and tweets.
My God. Dude, I tried to treat myself well last night and go to bed, you know, early. So I got back to the room around 2.
He still sounds hammered.
And,
hammered.
I couldn't sleep. So
when's the last time you got so drunk that you still were drunk?
That
in
is
the
what
morning.
Hating life sounds like in audio form, right there.
Well, I think we're also hating life if we're San Diego Padres fans. I got the got an update from a source that said, for what it's worth, I've heard denials, complete denials, including from the Mets side on the possibility of Lindor to San Diego.
That's fine. They can't let it get out. I mean, it's a disaster if it like gets out that it was close and they didn't get it done. So
just again,
deny.
We said it was wild speculation. That's exactly what it was.
And before we get to our biggest fan, some breaking news. We have a new Hall of Famer on the broadcasting side. Ford C. Frick Award has been announced. It'll go to Joe Buck. In 2026, he'll be inducted into the Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. We're all fans of Joe Buck and want to congratulate him on the incredible career achievement.
Yeah, brilliant.
Just wish he still called baseball games.
Me too.
Not just football games.
Yep.
All right, it's time before we do anything else. Rindle Report, it is time to name our biggest fan of the day. If you hear your name called, you'll have 10 minutes to call us back at 833-288-0973 to qualify for our grand prize. 20 tickets for you and your friends, a night in our Odyssey suite at a Padres game with all the fan staff catered by Spiro's Mediterranean Cuisine. And this morning's biggest fan, Ismael Garcia from Lemon Grove. We know that guy.
Yeah,
Ismael Garcia from Lemon Grove. You got 10 minutes to call us back. I doubt it'll take that long. 833-288-0973. You can get your name registered at 973thefansd.com/biggestfan. All right, Paulie, take it away. It's time for the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report. With Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Paulie.
Yes.
We just mentioned Joe Buck getting into the Hall of Fame.
That was my first sports story, so we'll just move
Ben
on
stole
past
that.
Oh, I did?
From you?
Sorry.
I didn't announce it.
I thought it just happened like 2 seconds ago.
I didn't have anything.
Oh, I didn't know that. Sorry.
I was just going to use that.
Okay. Well.
You're good.
All
right. Well, we have a little. We're short on time anyway.
It was probably. We're not. We have 52 minutes.
We
literally 52 minutes.
We could start a little late this hour.
But we could do a 52-minute Rindle Report if we wanted to. Many are saying that it's because of the Good Morning America and also doing a game in the same day. That's what propelled him into getting that final vote for the Hall of Fame.
That was
unbelievable.
Legendary status.
Yeah. Hall of Fame worthy.
To do TV.
And TV.
TV and TV, yeah.
That's on
the same day. Morning and night at the same day.
Crazy.
That's what's really impressive, everyone says.
Wow.
Only the elite of the elite could ever pull that off.
Again, one of one.
That's how you get in the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like today or tomorrow or the next day. Whatever.
No, anyways, slow sports day. I was going to start with that, and we will just skip it. I have some good stuff, though, here. I got some good audio. It doesn't really have to do a whole lot with sports or anything to do with sports. You might have seen this clip going around from the Conan O'Brien podcast.
Loved it.
Conan Needs a Friend, I think, is his podcast. He was interviewing Will Arnett on Conan's podcast. Will Arnett, part of the Smartless podcast, that was nominated for a best podcast at the Golden Globes.
How many times can you say podcast?
We'll get to the Golden Globes later.
Right.
But I want to start with Conan. Conan, if you don't know, had a really horrible stretch, like about as bad as it gets, where his father passed away, I believe from natural causes, or he got sick. And then 2 days later, I believe it was 2 days
mother
later,
passed
his
away.
Mother passed away. Yeah. Like, totally separate.
Father was expected, mother was not.
Yes. And he's talked about that over the years and how he grieved. But Will Arnett jumping on to the podcast, and talking about it for 2 minutes and telling this story that went viral, it had me laughing so hard, I wanted to play it for you guys.
Bring up a touchy actual, this is real personal subject for you.
It's okay, I know what it is.
Death in the family.
Yep. My parents passed.
So, well, first, let me just say the timeline, because I have it here. I wrote it down last year because the timeline was so good.
Yeah.
And so I hear that your dad passes away, and I text you that day or the next day, and I said, hey, listen, I'm sorry to hear about your dad's passing, sending love from our family to yours.
Mm-hmm.
And you wrote, thank you, Will, to be honest, I blame Bateman.
Jason Bateman.
Oh, for the death of my father.
The day after his father dies.
Yeah. Right?
So I wrote, it's not a terrible theory. And Conan texted me back, he killed my dad.
Okay. My dad, can I say, in fairness, my dad would have loved this.
Okay. So then Bateman, I tell Bateman this, we're dying, we're doing a thing that day. So the next day, Bateman texts you, and he says, Arnett tells me you're on to me.
Yes.
And Conan texts Bateman, he says, Bateman, do yourself a favor, turn yourself in.
Right. Yeah.
2 days after your dad passes, of course, your mom passed away.
Yeah, which we didn't, I did not see coming.
Which you did not see coming. So I text you 2 days after. I knew you were in Boston. I said, Bateman is asking for your sister's street address.
Oh my God.
To give.
Yeah.
And you were busy that weekend. And like a day and a half later, you texted back, just seeing this now. Fantastic. 625 Boylston Street, apartment 12C. Tell Bateman to make it look like a robbery.
I laughed so hard. Both of his parents died within like 2 days.
Yeah, I believe, by the way, he had just been evacuated from his home.
And
from the fires as well.
Oh, but that is funny. That is truly
I just thought
truly funny.
For Bateman and Will Arnett to be that comfortable as friends with Conan. I mean, your best friend, even your best friend, loses his mom.
Yeah.
His dad, he's evacuating. He doesn't know if his home's there. And you have the stones.
Give me your sister's address.
And to know that joke would land so well, that's true friendship. That was so good.
Before we do anything else, let's go out to line one. Is that you, Mel?
Yes, it is.
There he is. Mel and Mel. Teal Mel is our biggest fan today from our YouTube chat. Mel, appreciate you. I think we got all the information we need. You are into the grand prize drawing. Thank you so much for everything. Thank you for listening.
You're welcome, man. We'll see you guys on the 19th.
Yeah, buddy.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You so much.
Awesome.
Mel.
Mel's bringing food for the extravaganza.
Breakfast burritos. Brisket breakfast burrito.
He knows the way to our hearts.
I cannot wait.
He
absolutely does. And that did not give him any advantage in the biggest fan contest.
No.
Those are randomly drawn.
Totally.
We don't have any control over. We get thrown names from our promotions department. They do all the the name selection. Now, are we happy that T.O. Mel got in? Absolutely. But we didn't have anything to do with that.
No.
When you say that we didn't have anything to do with it, it makes it sound like we had something
to do with it.
You could have just shut your pie hole.
Sorry. Moron.
Right. Moron and just moved on. Nobody would have known.
We don't know who that is. We've never met him before in our life.
All right. We'll move on. Next clip of audio here. This was a couple of days ago. We were talking about the Golden Globe nominations. We were going through some of the TV film side and kind of joked like, man, there's a lot of these movies. The artistic films, you're like, I've never even heard of those.
No.
I don't know anything about them.
This is maybe the worst draw.
This made me feel bad, man.
This crushed me when I saw this because we've all been there.
Yes. I felt bad for celebrity nomination name reader Marlon Wayans. They had a bunch of people there to come out and list all of the nominees. And this is, I mean, a pinnacle moment for their careers.
Yeah.
Especially people that are behind the scenes, you know, that writers and stuff like that. Like, this is the only time that they get any credit. And Marlon Wayans allegedly was handed like a note card with the names that he was going to have to read off for the nominations like 3 minutes before he went on stage. And there were a lot of unfamiliar names that he had no idea how to pronounce. You hear him struggling. I actually think he did a pretty good job.
I mean, you have no way of knowing if he did a good job or not. But
well, fair enough.
But he was clearly trying.
He was trying.
How he handled it. That's what I meant.
He handled it really well.
Thank you. After you perfectly read all those names.
Like, he already knows I'm screwed.
Yeah.
And the person before him, they didn't have any issues. You know, Brad Pitt,
Leonardo DiCaprio, yeah, right. Quentin.
Thank you. After you perfectly
Tarantino.
Read all those names.
He gets
Golden. K-pop, Demon Hunters.
Okay,
music so. By Jungkook Kwak, Johan Lee, Sidong Nam, and Jung Hoon Soo.
Not bad.
Park Hoon Joon. Lyrics by Kim In Jae, Kim Eun Jae, Mark Sonnenblick.
Yeah.
Somebody's mama
laughing.
At home right now.
What?
Courtesy laughing for or clapping for.
Oh, yeah. Good job.
Somebody's mama at home right now going, what? Who?
My name is Ludwig Göransson.
Ludwig Göransson.
Nah, you want to try that again?
My name is Ludwig Göransson.
So that's how it's pronounced.
Ludwig Göransson. Lyrics by Raphael Sadiq and Ludwig G. Göransson. No Place Like Home. Wicked for Good. Music by Stephen Swartz. Lyrics by Stephen Swartz. Let's hope all names are like that one.
Stephen Schwartz.
He's
knew
just
that
like,
one.
I'm in hell.
That's
right
tough.
Now.
It did, that is tough.
It did not get any easier. Here's like, there's some of the real actors, how it's
saying
pronounced.
Their names.
Yeah.
Hannah Eibender.
No.
Hex. Catherine O'Hara, The Studio.
He's now.
Best performance by a female actor in a television, musical, or comedy.
Hi, Io Edoberry.
Io Edoberry, The Bear.
My name's Elio.
Elio, Walt Disney, Motion Pictures.
Lionel Fanning.
Ellie Fanning, Cinnamon of Value.
Ariana Grande.
Ariana Grande.
Got it.
Wicked for Good.
I am Inga Ibsdotter-Lilas.
Oh. Inga Ibsdotter-Lilas, Sentiment of Value.
I'm Kumail Nanjiani.
Kumail Nanjiani, Night Thoughts, Hulu.
Hi, I'm Joel Edgerton.
Joel Edgerton, Train Dreams.
Edgerton,
Renata
damn
Reinsett.
It.
Renata Reinsev, Sentiment of Value.
Dying, boy, I'm sweating right now.
Now, he felt terrible.
He felt terrible.
He was talking to Variety. They wrote about it, and he was just like, I feel so bad. Like, some of these people probably don't even know they were nominated. I butchered you so bad.
And, that wasn't my name, he said.
Oh, God, man. I just was like, he really, if that's how it was, I mean, you would have thought he would have wanted to do homework and know the names. And they're just like, here you go.
Here's your
card. Good luck. You got 3 minutes. You're on the stage.
Carlos said, bro sounds like he's doing spells.
I get nervous reading the biggest fan name occasionally in the morning. Like, I don't know how that's pronounced.
Now talk about the technical directors for K-pop Demon Hunters. Like, you just don't know. You don't know how they're pronounced.
They hand you the card and they're like, good luck. I'm telling you, man, you do it one time doing PA for the SEALs. You know, you...
I don't know if, like, the cards had phonetic spelling.
Right. You do it one time and in the middle of a game. And then you were like, I'm never doing that again. I used to have to write down. Like, because there's all kinds of, you know, like, there's all kinds of weird names that are unfamiliar to me. And you'd go digging through video and interviews and pronunciation guides because, holy cow.
I will say, he did a much better job than Wayne Gretzky did at the World Cup draw, who I'm sure knew he was doing that for months.
Yes.
Only had, 12 countries in his pot. I mean, he knew which countries were in there before he started.
Oh, he did, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I mean, he didn't know when they were coming out, but he knew the countries and still butchered about half of them, including calling Curacao.
Caraco.
Right. Like, you didn't look at any of the names of the countries before you started this worldwide broadcast that like 2 billion people are watching around the planet. You didn't think,
Caraco.
How do you say the name of this country?
Germany.
Germany.
Italy? Nope. Okay. Nah, it's tough. It's tough, man. I've done it. You know, a guy gets a penalty, and you're like, you start to read it, and you're like, I have no idea how to say this.
Macedonia.
Macedonia.
I know it's a macadamia nut, so it's probably Macedonia.
Kills me. Kills me. Thank you, Paulie. That was excellent.
I mean, that's like a punishment. Hey, you're going to blindfold. We're going to surprise you. We're going to spring it on you, but you got to do this in front of everybody.
Sounds like he's reading spells. It's fantastic. That's a really, really good line. Thank you, Carlos, and thank you, Paulie.
All right, we're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we can talk more about the baseball news or non-news that's coming out of the winter meetings.
How do you talk about non-news?
We do it all the time. Are you kidding me? We talk about non-news all the time here with Ben and Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
But first, you know what time it is. It's time to talk about EcoWater SoCal, such a great company, and it's hard to stay in business for, you know, 100 years, but they've managed to do it by being at the forefront of, well, water and technology. We've got the EcoWater system in our home. Again, the smartest, most practical upgrade I've ever made for my family. Bring my my big jugs of EcoWater into work every single day. And, again, they've been doing this since 1925. They patented.
You got them jugs.
I still do. I still have my jugs of EcoWater. And they've been doing this since 1925 when they patented the first self-regenerating water softener. The thing is, you do want soft water. You do not want hard water. Hard water can destroy your plumbing, your appliances, your water heater. If you ignore it, you could have to repipe your entire home, which is not cheap at all. That's one of the reasons we went with EcoWater. But I wanted good, healthy water for me and my family. So we added the alkaline filters. Our hydration has the healthiest boost, and the skin feels better, the hair feels better, the coffee tastes better, and it's been great. It's been great. So you should get that in your home, too. Makes a great gift. Trust me. Try the Soft Life and alkaline water now, just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or visit EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know Woodsy sent you. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keep it in soft since 1925.
Shane Steichen, the head coach of the Indianapolis Colts, speaking with the media this morning, makes it sound like there's a chance, not like a pretty good chance, that Phillip Rivers starts this weekend.
Good God.
I mean, I know they're signing him to the practice squad, but if he looks good, they're ready to promote him and start him because, obviously, not only is Daniel Jones out and Anthony Richardson out for the season, but Riley Leonard has a PCL sprain, which could keep him out of the game as well, leaving them with very few options other than 44-year-old Phillip Rivers, who, of course, we talked about it yesterday, making his surprise return to the NFL after five seasons of retirement to join the Indianapolis Colts.
Is he like a day of practice? I mean, I know he coaches high school. He runs the exact same offense that the Colts run. And so he's
Steichen's offense.
So he's obviously very familiar with it, knows how to execute it. But holy smokes, dude.
Do you think there was conversations in the past, like over the summer?
Yes.
Hey,
yes.
I don't think this is out of the blue.
Like, hey, Phillip, if worst case scenario, if something crazy happens.
Like our quarterback breaks his leg and our other quarterback.
We'd love to call you in November or December. Yeah. So he's thinking, maybe I just run the same offense. Like, I absolutely think there's a plan.
Honestly, I don't think that's why he did it. I think he ran that same offense because he's like, this is a good offense. This offense works and we have similar type personnel. Or I can teach this offense to these kids. And so he knows it. Bro, if he takes the field, who do they play Sunday?
Oh,
good question. NFL schedule. The reeling Colts have
Seattle.
The Seattle Seahawks.
Welcome back.
Tough game to return to in the Pacific Northwest there.
I'd be like, can I get one more week of practice? Oh, my.
Seahawks
Lord.
Are favored by 14 Dang, right now without knowing Sunday. Who the quarterback is.
They don't flex yet, right? That should not be Sunday yet. Night football instead of Dallas and Minnesota.
Dallas again. Oh, they're not.
They're okay. Minnesota sucks.
Horrific.
Seattle's a contender. And then,
he may get killed in that game.
So I saw, I think it was Marcus Spears on ESPN, one of their shows. There was a clip going around. I hadn't heard it, but he was like basically saying, he's like, I'm legitimately concerned
for his,
for
safety.
His safety, like health. He can get lit up.
The mind is always willing.
I mean, if you're a Seattle Seahawks defender, and you're up like, you know, it's already like 21-3 or something, and you've got a clean shot.
You almost can't
take
it, man.
You almost like feel like, I can't do this. Like, I'll try to take him down gently.
You got him on the blind side. Nobody sees you come in.
The guy's a grandfather. You can't hit a grandfather. Not at full speed, anyway.
Uh-huh. It's illegal.
Guys, again, I that would be, if I was his wife, I'd be like, you don't need to do this, man. Like, you've proven enough.
Or is quarterbacking more about decision-making?
Well, it's a big part of it, but you have your, how's your offensive line looking that's gotten two quarterbacks killed already this season against a really good defense? How's that going to look, man? 44, again, the mind is so willing. There are probably, I mean, I've listened to interviews with Barry Bonds recently, who's, you know, how old is Barry Bonds now? He goes, I could absolutely time these guys up. Wouldn't take me 5 minutes to get comfortable in the box. Maybe that's true, but it's different. It's not a contact sport. Like, you're not going to, you don't have the threat. You get threat of being hit by a pitch and it hurts and it stings for a while, but it's not going to like break your leg. This is one where you're like, bro, you could like blow out your hip and your knee could shatter, and it's just so much mileage on that body already.
I'm picturing, does he, like, if he's starting in Seattle, does he fly the whole family up like in a box, and you got all the kids, the grandkid, all sitting there watching, and then as they pan to the reactions when he's lying
on, like, the ground.
On the ground, and the trainers are out there, oh no, dad, grandpa, what's going on out there?
It's horrible. Somebody said, he trained Drake May last year, and Drake said Philip would beat him in drills constantly. Yeah, drills. You should see me, Rafa, on the driving range. Absolutely locked in, wedges, piping my driver, 280. No big deal. You get me on the course. Hey, we're playing for $40, and the ball goes into the woods, and I chunk the wedges. It's a different thing entirely to do drills than it is to be on an NFL field against the Seattle Seahawks.
I think here's the problem.
Oh, my
God. You know he's not, you know, they're not, no designed runs or anything.
The old run and shoot.
But
dude,
Seattle knows that even, they don't have to worry about a late scramble or anything.
No.
There are nothing, they can just tee off on him.
Rush everybody and drop four in coverage, like, five in coverage.
You'll be able to catch him from behind so quickly. Even if he, like, somehow evades the first tackle, you can run him down in an instant from behind. So you don't have to keep anybody spying or anything.
He was slow when he was 24.
Yes.
He is now 44. I hope he's all right. I really do.
Or it'll be one of the greatest stories in sports history.
And if you're Seattle,
they'll make a Hallmark movie about
it. If you're Seattle, you lose to him, you're like, we got to fold this team. We need to do some internal searching.
What would you guess that line is?
You just said 14.
It's 14. Right now. They haven't named a quarterback yet. But
I didn't know if it was even a line.
Remember, and Indy was one of the best teams in football.
I feel so bad for them, man.
And now they're two touchdown underdogs all of a sudden.
I mean, does that line move up or down? Up or down with Rivers?
I mean,
compared to, was it Riley Leonard?
Brett Rippon is the other quarterback on their practice squad.
All
I've heard is he is so bad that they thought, we really need to sign Philip Rivers.
If you're Brett Rippon,
you're like, all right, that's it for me.
You're looking for a new team, right?
That's it. No, you're looking for a new career.
Yeah,
that's it. All right, well, listen, he comes back. He's got there's less mileage on the body over the last few years. Maybe he pulls off the ultimate miracle. It would be one of the best stories of all time. This is the rookie, part two.
Yeah.
Except he's not a rookie. It's crazy. He's a grandfather. He's a literal, actual grandfather. First grandfather to play in the NFL.
Harold Reynolds thinks the Padres should trade Mason Miller. We can talk about more about the rumors still circling around the final day of the winter meetings. Get to that final segment of Ben and Woods coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. GEG-000466. For a full list of games and rules played at 7 Mile Casino, visit 7milecasino.com.
Holidays coming up. You got family in town. You're either looking for something to do with them, or, as Woods pointed out last week, looking to get away from them for a couple of hours. 7 Mile Casino can be your refuge in Chula Vista, right off the 5 freeway.
You know, no matter where you are, really, in the county, it's not 7 minutes away from everywhere, obviously, but it's actually a really easy drive. I mean, even where we live in Encinitas, it's a straight shot. You know, you're not weaving up through the back roads or anything like that. Very simple to get to Seven Mile Casino. Once you walk in the door, you'll be greeted by a California-style blackjack table, square right in the face. To your right will be the Texas Hold'em room, and then around the bar area, the Pai Gow and the Baccarat. But off to the left is a beautiful bar area. You can sit and have a great meal. There's a brilliant patio that you can sit out and enjoy, looking at the bay. It's got everything you're looking for.
Food is amazing. The 24/7 players menu includes my favorite item in San Diego. The Kung Pao Chicken at Seven Mile Casino is elite. If you haven't tried it yet, try it off any time of the day, 2 a.m., 4 p.m., whatever. It's available. The brunch on the weekend is also outstanding. Check it out today. Seven Mile Casino, just 7 minutes from downtown. Before we go, I just got a horrifying text from one of our colleagues, and I will share what I just learned.
What?
Just you?
Just me. Coming up next here on 97.3 The Fan.
You've done it now.
We've all done it.
No, it was
no,
all you.
We've all done it.
Nope,
Paulie
was
just
you.
Paulie did it too.
Nope,
that wasn't
was
just
all
me.
You.
It wasn't
mostly
just me.
You.
It was mostly Ben.
Welcome back.
Man, dude.
Ben and Woods.
Really stepped in it this time.
This hour.
Oh.
As long as we're just doing this now. This hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by the California Office of Traffic Safety. In 2023, 1,355 people were killed in alcohol-related crashes throughout California. Driving under the influence of anything is dangerous, illegal, and has serious consequences. Don't be the I in DUI. Go safely, California. So, Paulie, play back just the end of our last segment when we were talking about Philip Rivers possibly becoming the new starting quarterback of the Colts and the other options that the Colts have.
Does that line move up or down? Up or down with Rivers?
I mean,
compared to, was it Riley Leonard?
Brett Rippon is the other quarterback on their practice squad.
Oh, and I've heard is he is
so bad.
I just said I'm going with Brett Rippon.
All I've heard is he is so bad that they thought we really need to sign Philip Rivers.
If you're Brett Rippon,
you're like, all right, that's it for me.
You're looking for a new team, right?
That's it. No, you're looking for a new career.
Yeah.
That's it. Hmm. I just said, quote, I'm going with Brett Rippon, man.
I just hope he gets a better opportunity somewhere else.
I did honestly hear there were concerns about elevating him from the practice squad. I got a text.
You said he's so bad.
That's what I heard.
That's what you said.
That is what I heard. I didn't.
That's what
I said. I didn't know. I haven't seen Brett Rippon.
But you said he's so bad.
I said that's what I heard.
So bad.
Yeah,
he is so bad.
So I got a text from Braden. Said, Brett Rippon listens to your guys' show every day.
What?
His wife is from San Diego. They're huge Padres fans.
What?
I did not know that. I did not know that about Brett Rippon or his wife, and that they are big 97.3 The Fans. They're fan fans. And he actually came in with Braden in the summer for a while. Loves the whole station. So now I feel really bad.
I'm sorry, Brett.
I don't, because I think he should be starting this week.
I just want you to get a better opportunity to play.
Yeah.
Is all I was suggesting. Ben over here, though.
He is so bad that...
I mean...
Hey, what is Ben...
stop playing it.
Paulie, what does Ben think about Brett Rippon?
He is so bad.
Oh, man. That's tough. Tough to hear from a...
I don't know.
I like our listeners.
I mean, our goal in this modern media, we're trying to keep listeners.
Yeah. He is so bad.
Stop. Oh, man.
Stop. I feel awful. I really do.
Whew. That's not as bad as Brett Rippon feels.
You want to rip any
right
other?
Now.
How,
yeah.
How do you feel about other tier ones?
Any other tier ones you want to put on blast out there?
He is so bad.
He is so bad, you said.
Yeah, I was ripping Brett.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, you just made it worse.
I know, but I couldn't resist.
Yeah, Ben's new segment. Rippin'. J-Dub says, Ben, I do sales. It's been a tough year. Would you like to talk about my sales numbers? Just go in on everyone.
So bad.
No longer friendly neighborhood sports anchor, yes, Ben Higgins. J-Dub says, Ben, I do sales. It's been a tough year. Would you like to talk about my sales numbers? Just go in on everyone.
So bad.
No longer friendly neighborhood sports anchor, yes, Ben Higgins. Stephen A. Smith now? Just attacking people personally? Skip Bayless? Ben Bayless over there?
He is so bad.
Brett, if you're listening, Paul and I love you very much.
I said that
you should start.
Yeah.
Let's see. Career 59.9 quarterback ratings.
He's trying to justify his take now as his wife is listening. Oh, Mrs. Rippon. Look, as Paulie called him early so eloquently, he's a moron. We're sorry. We are very sorry. I hope he forgives you.
I do too. I hope he starts this weekend.
No, that's what I said. That was my take.
Well, now I do. I didn't. Now that I know he's a tier one.
Dominic says, Ben thought this was a roast. Here's Ben's version of a roast. He gets on stage and, hey, let's roast Paulie. He's like,
he
hey.
Is so bad.
You're stupid. You're so stupid. Paulie's like, that's not a roast. You're ugly. You're also ugly.
All right, well, now do Woods.
Hey, you are so bad.
He is so bad.
I am dead. I'm dead. Again, Mrs. Rippon and Brett, Mr. Rippon. I just want to apologize on behalf of Mike. Who thought that I would be the one apologizing for Ben the most? Apologize for my co-host. What are the odds?
That seemed low at the time.
Now, I didn't even know he was the... If you just hadn't brought it up, no one would have ever known. You had to flex your knowledge.
The Rippons would have known.
The Rippons would have known.
I feel like we needed to address it immediately, not let it fester. What if he shows up one day again, like waiting outside the studio?
He's going to kick. Right. You already, Aubrey Huff wanted to kick your ass. Now you're going to have Brett Rippon.
What's your problem, man?
What is your deal?
Always starting stuff.
Brett, if you're listening, 833-288-0973.
I hope you're practicing in Indianapolis right now.
Why? Because he's so bad he needs the work? Yeah, Ben. Ooh, I'm sweaty. Mrs. Rippon, if you're listening too, I'm very sorry to your children if you have children.
They're just looking for Padres rumors Padres news right now. They have no idea.
We've got nothing to offer you on that front either.
Catching strays this morning. God.
Imagine who's the other? Is it Justin Jefferson is a Padres fan too?
Is he? I didn't know that.
NFL wide receiver that's like, or I thought it was Justin Jefferson.
I don't think so.
There's an NFL wide receiver that was always like posting about the Padres. I'm trying to think of how many other tier one NFL players do we have.
A.J. Brown was a Padre.
He was a Padre, true, that's right. Man, that was Tony Jefferson, that's right. Tony Jefferson is a huge Padres fan.
Justin Jefferson, okay, I was close.
Yeah, close. Yeah, half of it.
I was on the right track.
Close. Any thoughts on Tony Jefferson?
He's awesome.
He's awesome. Okay.
He is so bad.
That clip, along with Eno's, will make it into the drop Hall of Fame.
Tony Jefferson, the safety who had the interception.
Yeah.
He's a Padres fan?
Yeah, he's a big Padres fan.
In the Monday Night Football game, he just had a safety for the Ravens, an interception.
We just played in flag football last Friday night, Ben. You know who was the head coach of the other team? Jahlil Adai.
Wow. Oh, really?
Yeah, we got our ass kicked. Wow. Go figure.
Really?
It's funny watching he was out running the defense, actually. Watching him run the defense and then watching our guy out there running the defense, which is not me. I've been demoted. It was a little bit different. It was a little they ran some different sort of schemes and things for 7 year old.
Got to cover him a little bit.
He was great
with the Chargers.
He was so nice and cool and dapped up all the kids, and he was awesome, dude. And I'll tell you what, dude looks like he could strap it on tomorrow, like just ready to go.
Well, we got to check traffic one last time. And if there is anything big today, there's certainly a lot of talk around Mason Miller right now at the winter meetings. It doesn't mean he's going anywhere, but the talk continues. We'll wrap up with that coming up next year on 97.3 The Fan. Now, sometimes these things have a tendency, like a tumbleweed, to start picking up momentum, but there's nothing really there. But everybody talking about Mason Miller right now, the podcast, the live shows in Orlando.
And he is not bad. He is very good.
He's very good.
If you're listening, Mrs. Miller, we think the world of Mason.
He is so bad. But Harold Reynolds, the latest on MLB Network, started talking about Mason Miller, about being a potential someone the Padres should consider trading in their efforts to build up a starting rotation for this coming season. And that does seem... Eno Saris, when he was on earlier, agreed with you, Woods. The first time you heard blockbuster deal and A.J. Preller working on something big, it wasn't the name Fernando Tatis Jr. that came to mind. Not for any of us. We don't think Fernando's going anywhere. But the name Mason Miller was the first one that really made at least some sense if you're going to make a deal this offseason.
Yeah, he's young, he's absolutely elite, and he's got several years of control at a pittance, for a pittance. And there are so many teams that could use a guy like that getting the last three outs or the last six outs in the playoffs. He was absolutely spectacular in his first playoff appearances of his career and doesn't look like he's slowing down much at all.
And does it, I don't know that it should matter, because once he's a Padre, he's a Padre, and we loved him for a couple of months, but only a couple of months. He's not, you know, a long-term core member of the franchise, at least as of now. He certainly could be.
He literally became my favorite Padre.
I know.
He was must-watch TV.
Well, and also it was because I'm like, we got him for 4 years. This is going to be great. Bo loved him. The whole family loves Mason Miller. And I was looking forward to interviewing him at spring training. We still might. We still might get that chance. He might not find the right deal. And if that's the case, believe me.
He may not even be looking. This is A.J. Preller we're talking about. No one really knows anything when it comes to A.J. Preller in the offseason, but that's simply what's being talked about right now. And everybody with not that many moves, you can only talk about Kyle Schwarber returning to the Phillies for so much airtime. They talked about Edwin Diaz to the Dodgers. They need something to talk about today, and that's ripe fodder for all the talk shows at the moment.
Yeah, no question about it. Today, you know, again, and just remember, winter meetings are the winter meetings. It's not like at 5 p.m. they go, all right, doors closed, no more deals can be made.
Right. Laying the groundwork a lot of times.
Right, they're laying the groundwork. And oftentimes, you know, has been reported before, a deal that gets talked about at the winter meetings will come to fruition a month later. You know, like, you know what, I thought more about it. We can do that. Let's get it done. So we'll see. I would love them to make a big move because, frankly, we need the help. So,
and AJ himself said yesterday on MLB Network, 99% of the things that he talks about, that they discuss, don't end up happening.
Yep.
You know, 1% of things. Now, that's because he talks about a ton of things.
Lots.
So this is probably in the 99% bucket, not in the 1% bucket.
One day when he's all done and retired, I would love to sit with him over a beer and say, what is the craziest proposal that either you heard or that you pitched that was close to happening? Honestly, like, was it Manny Machado and blah, blah, blah? Like, how crazy down the road did you get? And I wonder if he'd be forthcoming with that information. I bet he would.
One day.
When he's all done with this game. But it was, you know, it's been a slow winter meetings for the Padres. Kind of expected. But I saw somebody tweet earlier, the winter meetings suck. I'm like, there's actually been some activity. I mean, we've had some big names come off the board. We got some relievers signed, things like that. But, still waiting on that big splashy move.
All right, and things could still happen today. Sam Levitt will still be live from Orlando with Braden and with Gwynn and Chris later today, so stay tuned.
Shout out to Brett Rippon, by the way, and his whole family. Big, big fans here, Paul and I.
Love you, Brett.
Love you, Brett.
Maybe he'll be on Braden's show again today. So bad. That's it for us. God. For Paul Reindl, for Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday from all of us here at 97.3 The Fan. So long, everybody.